Welcome to the FSHD Society Radio Show. Thanks for being here. And this is a special episode. It is not necessarily one of the episodes that we post in our normal time in a month. That's okay, because there's a big reason why that is. And to help me share that information with you today is Emma Weatherly from Australia. She's got up at the crack of dawn this morning to make sure she intercepts my timeline as well. And I'm so glad she could do that. So welcome, Emma. Thanks for being here, spending some time with us.
Hi, Tim. Good to see you.
So you're from FSHD Global. Those that don't know, FSHDglobal.org, a fantastic site, another area of the world that's attacking FSHD like we are here. And I know we've done collaborations before, including you being a guest on this show. We've met, I think, at the June FSHD conference that was going on. Oh, that was over a year ago now. So there's been some collaboration, but maybe just start there. You know, for those that don't know FSHD Global, kind of get them familiar with what you're doing.
Great. Yeah, so obviously we're from Australia, and we're probably the equivalent of the FSHD Society based in Australia, and we fund medical research, and we're also the peak body patient advocate for FSHD in Australia and New Zealand. We have a vast nation down here in Australia, so we're a little bit spread out. So a lot of our community interactions are online. We run a really fun viral online campaign called Muscles for Muscles, which is all about encouraging our community to build their muscles for those who can't. And it's something that we do every year down here in Australia, and that campaign has gone global over the last couple of years. But that's sort of, you know, we say we're all about muscles. We're all about muscle health. We want to fund research that stops the progression of FSHD, and also fund research that helps us build our muscle back. So we're all about muscle, and you'll probably see some of our new messaging coming out using a phrase, giving life to muscle. So we're all about not just, you know, stopping ducks fall, but also about giving life to muscle and muscle regeneration. So that's a little bit about us down in Australia here at FSHD Global. We do work really closely with the FSHD Society. We're a member of the World Alliance, and I'm one of the global task force members of Project Mercury, the really exciting clinical trial readiness project. So we're about to all meet in Boston, which is really exciting.
Very nice.
So we have we're longtime friends with the Society, and we work closely together. So really glad to be able to be on here and share this exciting message with you today.
And the message is, right, those that are NFL fans or not, there's a big campaign the NFL does called, you know, My Cause or My Cleats. I think I have that in the right order. Yes, My Cause, My Cleats. NFL, I watch the NFL here in Wisconsin. It's, of course, Packers. I'm a Steeler fan. I got a lot of the memorabilia behind me. So I'm fully aware of the campaign. And then you sent an email to us saying, hey, we'd like to splash this and what's happening with the NFL and FSHD Global. So I'll let you take it from there.
Sure. Well, we're big sports fans here in Australia as well. We don't obviously have the NFL down here, but we've got a fantastic Australian player in the NFL, Michael Dixon. He's a punter for the Seattle Seahawks. And, you know, we've been following his journey. We're really proud of him because he is an outstanding player in the NFL. And we had a connection to him through one of our board members. And when the opportunity came up for the My Cause, My Cleats, Michael resonated strongly with our message of giving life to muscles and using his muscles for those who can't. Wow. And he decided to choose FSHD as the cause to support for his My Cause, My Cleats. And, you know, we spoke to him about this and said it's a global disease, it's a global cause. So very purposely, our messaging that is placed on the cleats is about giving life to muscles. This is about him representing our disease in the NFL and playing for all of us out there on the field tomorrow night when he plays against the Dallas Cowboys. And then after the game, the cleats will be auctioned off.
Okay.
And all funds raised will come to FSHD Global and support our global initiatives to conquer FSHD. So I'm
Nice.
sure there's lots of little sporting analogies we could put in there about, you know, kicking this disease to the curb, and people much smarter than me will probably come up with some great sayings. So I'd love to hear them from you all. And I'm just so excited to cheer Michael on tomorrow night. And well, look, I know the Seattle Seahawks fans will be hoping he doesn't have to make many punts,
Right.
But if he does, we certainly want him to pull something impressive out of the bag, and I'm sure he'll do us all proud out there tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, this is not just any puncher. Like, this is one of the top punchers, if not the top puncher in the league. Guilty as charged, because I'm not always on the Seahawks roster and depth chart and know who's playing and how well they're all doing. They're an exciting team. I know that. Seattle fans are insane. They are so just positive. And I mean, they're like, they have this whole, you know, 12th man movement, they call it, you know, that the whole stadium is like the extra player that the opponent has to deal with. So it is huge fan base, very popular fan base. So with this puncher, yeah, I mean, he is amazing. Michael Dickson, he was drafted, when I looked it up in 2018, he was all pro rookie that year, which is like never happened for punchers. He's listed in the top like one or two punchers in the league right now. His stats are unbelievable. You're right, you don't want to use him too much, but when you do, you want him to be spot on, and he is. So yeah, he represents your country very well. And you also mentioned to me that he's also a heck of a nice guy on top of it, eh?
He is just a really genuinely, you know, caring and compassionate guy. And, you know, he tells us that he is just proud to use this opportunity and his profile to do something really good for a community that needs it. And you know, we certainly appreciate that, because, I mean, you'd agree with me, Tim, we're at a point now where we really need things to happen for this disease. And we also need all the awareness that we can have for the disease. I mean, we're part of Project Mercury. We want to find 10, you know, we want to build the patient cohort so that we can sustain clinical trials. And you just never know where campaigns like that go from a patient perspective as well. Someone might hear about FSHD, look it up, and realize that they fit the profile and go and get tested from this. So this is a really important fundraising initiative for us as a foundation, but it's a really important disease initiative for FSHD, because it is hard to get it out there, to have people understand about the disease. And so many people just happen upon it. You know, they're not diagnosed because the doctor notices it in them. So every opportunity we have to create awareness around FSHD and what it is and who it affects,
mm-hmm.
you know, it might help us along the way to build our patient cohort of 10,000 patients that we need to run the clinical trials that we know are in the pipeline.
Absolutely.
So as a global effort, I think we can all be really excited about the fact that we will have FSHD represented within the NFL this year for the first time, which is really exciting. And not only that, but, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm a very sentimental person, but I feel like as someone with FSHD, when I see people that are not affected personally by the disease out there doing something about it, that's extra special to me. And I just think Michael is the most lovely guy for taking this on and seeing it as such a worthy cause for him to support. So yeah, he is. He's a nice guy. We are so proud of him as a country. You know, all Aussies will be behind the Seahawks tomorrow night. The Seahawks actually have a long-standing friendship with FSHD in a way as well, because the Seattle Children's Hospital is a really important site for FSHD. And Seth Friedman was telling me that there's been other Seattle Seahawks players that actually go in and see the kids and them from time to time as well. So I think, you know, and I've got Seth flying the flag for us for the Seahawks out in Seattle. and letting them all know about what Michael Dixon is doing for us. But yeah, I just think it speaks to the value of the team when you have that kind of representation and people that, you know, go out and visit kids in the children's hospital and throw their weight behind a cause like this as well. So well done to the Seahawks
Yeah.
and yeah, thanks to Michael Dixon.
Absolutely. Well said, Emma. Well said. Yes, I think you definitely hit all the key pieces in there, and how much this is going to help the cause. Bravo to you and the FSHD Global for helping get all that together. That's not an easy undertaking, I'd imagine, making those connections and making it all come together. So, from me personally, I know our FSHD community, thank you for getting the word out, reaching out, connecting, phenomenal on behalf of all of us. It means a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, it's not something I do alone. We've got a wonderful team. I should shout out to you know, two of our board members in particular. So Bashara Shomei, who, you know, put the connection together and actually connected us into Michael Dixon. And then also Natalie Pidgeon, who is a marketing and PR genius who has helped us make sure that the opportunity isn't wasted and all the right people know about it, and we can get some momentum and awareness around what's happening, and hopefully, you know, get some really good bids up in the auction when it comes through in the coming week. So without the two of them, you know, behind me bringing this all together and making it happen, it would have really been a wish and a dream. But you know, that's what it takes to have a, you know, when you're working in a team and to have everyone doing their bit. So I'm really lucky to be so well supported at the foundation, even though we've only got, I'm the only full-time staff member actually at the foundation,
Oh my
but
goodness. Yeah.
we do a lot with a little. But you know, it's part of being part of this global support network as well. That's why I'm really grateful to be working with the society on our global Project Mercury program and in with the World Alliance. We've got many hands making light work across the world for FSHD, and I think we're really lucky as a disease community that we have this level of collaboration, because I don't think there are many diseases out there that truly do have this kind of you know, it's like a little spider web that extends across the world and ties us all together. So, and it doesn't matter where you're from, FSHD affects you in a very similar way. And we all have, you know, there's this unspoken camaraderie between us, I think. So, makes it easier to really, you know, get in and support each other, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It sure does. Yeah. We are a unique community, and but we do tie together well, don't we? Yeah. I mean, just last summer I met someone with the disease. We were actually coaching baseball, youth baseball, and connected, never met each other before, and we've been tight, you know, a little more and more ever since. Stay connected that way. So I agree. It's just one of those things, you know. It's interesting, unique. Now, when people want to go and bid on these cleats, right? You mentioned that. I kind of looked up a little bit. I don't know if you got any direct. I know if I just Google, you know, NFL, my cause, my cleats, it definitely helps you get there. But did you have anything that you needed to kind of share with everybody to where to go and how to get there?
Yes, I can share the link with you to the auction site. The actual auction isn't live yet for our cleats, but it will be appearing next week with the cleats on it. I think you've got some images of the cleats to share as well, so that everyone can get excited about it. And we've got some images of, you know, Michael. He unboxed the cleats the other day, so we got some really lovely
Nice.
images of him unboxing them. But yes, we'll make sure that we share all the links to the auction site, and the details for the game, of course, against the Dallas Cowboys, because, well, I hope that we can all, you know, watch and enjoy the fact that FSHD has hit the big league with coming into the NFL, and I hope everyone can watch and enjoy feeling like they're truly supported by, you know, people across the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is another great way to do that connection, as you mentioned before. The cleats are phenomenal in the orange and the blue. Yeah, the pictures, we're making sure that's going to get splashed on the post, as well as hopefully we can edit it in within this broadcast here that we're doing. And like you mentioned, Devin, saying giving life to muscles. It has the FSHD Global logo on it. They look sharp. They look really eye-catching. And job well done on whoever designed those. And once again, great job for you guys getting the word out for our community as a whole. Love it. Super excited. I'm going to be watching the game just anyway. But I mean, I'm going to be watching the cleats more, I think, and kind of trying to see, you know, is he wearing them? Did he decide to wear them? You know, because he's a punter that can get a little tricky. So it's like, you know, how can we get involved? But either way, you're right. Once the auction site is live, everybody get on there. I know I will. You're gonna have to bid against me, I think. So yeah, this is super exciting. Thanks, Emma, for joining us and letting us know about these things. Is there anything that we missed that we didn't cover to make sure that we do, to make sure everybody's got all the information that they need?
No, I think that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know if he'll actually wear the cleats in the game. He may not, because being a punter, he has to be make right. sure his kicking game is really sharp. And you know, we said he's unboxed them. He's had a hand in designing them. The Seahawks actually took the lead on that. They're incredible. So, you know, they're his cleats, regardless whether he wears them in the game or not. And he's done an incredible thing by designing them and having them auctioned off for us to support this cause. So whether they're brand new in the box or whether they've been donned by Michael during the game, it's absolutely incredible to have FSHD cleats as part of the My Cause, My Cleats this year with the NFL. So please get behind it. And, you know, I'd love for our FSHD community to let Michael know exactly what this means to us and thank him for getting behind our cause. So we'll make sure that we share the Seattle Seahawks socials with you. It'll be promoted through their Instagram and through Michael's Instagram as well. We're tagging him on all of our posts. So we're at FSHD Global. So please stay informed and get involved. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to hear what that meant for you to have someone representing our disease in this really fantastic arena. So
absolutely. Thank you, Emma, for joining us. Exciting. So glad we could spend some time doing this. Thanks for including us in it. I'm honored for that fact, of course, but excellent job. Just can't say it enough. Super, super excited about this. This is going to be awesome. Thanks, Emma.
Thanks, Tim. Great to speak to you.
You too.